The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, good morning. Back on Mornings of the Mall. Joining us now, Brian McNichol. He's with Accuracy in Media. But importantly, Brian, you are a longtime softball coach, coaching in all these field leagues here in Washington, D.C. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
So I want to ask you, this is actually something really interesting going on with softball playing, because the National Park Service wants to ban it from the Washington Monument grounds. It looks like almost all the way, from the Capitol to the Washington Monument. They're looking at maybe getting rid of sports and activities on the fields there. First of all, my guess is you're not for that.
I am not for that. I think that, you know, that's one of the things that really brings Washington together in a bipartisan way. Like our opponents were, I coached at the Heritage Foundation and on Capitol Hill, and, you know, we were playing our ideological opponents a lot, and, you know, but a good time was had by all. It's a great Washington thing that would be dying if this happened.
Right, and you wouldn't be able to bring a beat down to the Center for American Progress if you don't have a field to play on. So tell me about the status. This is one of the things that, like, only coaches in softball in Washington, D.C. would know. Tell me about the status of, like, available green space to be able to play softball.
So there are blocks. There's probably about 12, 15 fields on each side, so a total of about 20, 25 fields probably between the Capitol and the Mall, and that part of it. There's also some fields on the other side of the Washington Monument. But those are what generally happens is that's one of the jobs of summer interns. When you have a game on a Tuesday, like Tuesday at 1 o'clock, you take some interns down there, and they camp on your field. And it's, you know, those are highly contested fields. So, you know, then you know, we work in, people come down and warm up, and about 6 o'clock they play, and they play till dark, and then, you know, beers are drank, stories are told.
What do you say to people who say, well, you know what, listen, it costs a lot to maintain the grass, to maintain the turf, keep it in good condition, and, with the cut in money from the budget, would you guys volunteer to go down and do that as part of, if you could keep the fields open?
Yeah, I think that a reasonable fee for, you know, to cover what you do is possible. The problem is these are not, they're not really leagues. A lot of, you know, there are some leagues, like the college alumni people, that's kind of established league. But like ours was, you made matches sort of with your opponents. You know, we would get together with Brookings and find a date. We'd get together with Cap and find a date. So it's not like there's a league you could pool money through.
Yeah, and they're looking at, outside of banning softball on the National Mall property, they're looking at making it $70 for every two-hour block of time to reserve any of the other available fields, to include, I think, those baseball fields that are available, that are controlled by the National Park Service. That seems kind of like an onerous fee structure, no?
That is. And it's, I mean, what's going to have to happen is, you know, people who, you know, and the people playing softball are not the highly paid executives, right? It's the 20, 30-somethings that are just starting out. And so you're going to have to pass the hat, I guess, every time. And then you have to pay in advance, so somebody has to put it up and hope they get it back. And, you know, you're imposing a big organizational function on, you know, very small organizations.
While we have you, I want to open this up, too, for comments, have people give us their sense. Do you want the National Mall to be free of all athletics? Do you want athletics to stop entirely on the National Mall? Just leave it for tourists who want to, you know, occasionally walk across it, maybe have a picnic or something. Or do you think that, you know, our public parks should be able to be used for this exact type of activity, for sports, for recreation? Is that the point of a park? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Now, we're talking with Brian McNichol. Brian, you've coached through the years a bunch of softball teams, including some championship ones. Congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
when it comes to these fields, I mean, how important is it to the Washington, D.C. experience to be able to play softball, you know, under the shadow of the monument?
It is, and I have to tell you, some of the most treasured pictures I have is like our team playing with the Capitol in the background, our team playing with the Washington Monument in the background, with the White House, you know, and it connects people to each other and to the Washington experience, you know. So we sort of learn, it's sort of a leavening process. It's a way that we can get together and see each other as, you know, not ideological enemies, but, you know, fellow people,
now,
trying to get it right.
One of the problems with people who use the National Mall for almost any activity, many groups and organizations tend to leave trash behind. They kind of make the area worse than it was when they got there. In your experience, do the softball guys clean up?
We always have like infrastructure for cleanup. So, you know, if we bring drinks, we bring bags to put the empties in. We always leave it clean. I think that goes for virtually every softball team.
Is it just softball that's being played, or are there other sports that are also being played that maybe are harder on the turf than softball?
Down on the beyond the monument, you see a lot of cricket and football, kind of flag football, kickball, things like that.
Did you say cricket?
Vince and I are looking at each other cricket?
I've seen kickball and soccer. I didn't realize there was cricket being played. Okay, yeah. Well, maybe we should ban some of this. Cricket? What do we do with cricket on the National Mall? Okay. So, yeah, there's a lot of different sports being played there. And, yeah, I mean, look, it's grass. When people run around on it, it can be tough on the grass. Right. But the Park Service arguing, look, we just don't have the money for all this upkeep on this turf. But, you know, hell or high water, I'm kind of with you, Brian. I think it's the intent here should be, well, let's maintain this. This is, for many residents of Washington, D.C., this is a treasured pastime, being able to play sports in the nation's capital in the shadow of some of the greatest buildings we have.
Right. In a bringing together activity, if there ever was one.
Right on. I'm with you here, Brian.
And a very uniquely D.C. thing to do.
All right, Brian McNichol with the world-famous Accuracy in Media, and more importantly, a championship-winning softball coach. We really appreciate you joining us this morning.
All right, thank you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.